I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Can't beat that good music, huh? Nice. Good morning, y'all. You're listening to Rosie on the House. We're broadcasting live this morning from the Arizona Get Outdoors Expo, being held at the West World Arena in Scottsdale, like on the northeast corner of the 101 loop as she rounds around. She's on Bell, just east of the 101. It's a completely air-conditioned arena, so it'd be a great opportunity for y'all to come in. Oh, gates open at 10. We'd love to see you here. Visiting right now with Scott Lavin, Arizona Game and Fish Wildlife Recreation Branch Chief. We've talked about the Hummingbird Festival up at Sipe, Springerville Eager area. We've talked about the bighorn sheep spotting, both at Canyon Lake and the Colorado River. We've talked about the bat netting. We've talked about the night hikes to find scorpions and snakes. What else have we covered? What else have we not covered?
Well, you know, one thing that I like to always shout out on is, you know, I got involved with the department. We were talking about how my journey to get here. I got involved by volunteering, and I volunteered because somebody asked me. And one of the things we've realized is people don't know that we could use some help or that we would like some help. So I always like to provide the information. There's an opportunity to volunteer with the department, and believe me, now that I work full-time, you don't know where that volunteerism might lead you. It was life-changing for me. But if you go to azgfd.com and there's a search column, I don't type in stuff. I just search stuff. But you search volunteer, or you can do .com/agency/volunteer. There's an opportunity to volunteer with the department. You know, you mentioned earlier we're a state agency. We don't get tax dollars. Staffing's always an issue, and we can only do these events if we can augment our staff with volunteer help to be able to provide that customer experience. So if you like wildlife, if you want to learn more about wildlife, or you just want a good excuse to say, hey, I got to go out in the woods this weekend, darn it, because I promised to volunteer for Arizona Game and Fish. These are great opportunities. It's an amazing community of people that are very social and also some of the smartest people I've ever been around. So it's a great opportunity.
It's a great opportunity to meet a lot of people. And I'm thinking of volunteer activities that I'm aware of that either I've been on or friends have been on in the past couple of years. Y'all had a massive fence removal program up in Chino Valley where miles of barbed wire fence had to be taken down and rolled up and hauled away for the pronghorn, the antelope, up there in Chino Valley. Y'all do water
catchments
for bighorn sheep and for the mule
species,
deer, the
yeah.
deserts. Anybody that's hiked much in the Sonoran Desert, you're going to stumble across one or two of those concrete catchments that I always like looking at the date. They were back there, you know, wheeling those things in on horses, bags of concrete, and they're 1927 and 1932.
And you know, those things are largely made possible, again, by our nonprofit partners that are volunteer organizations like the Arizona Elk Society, the Mule Deer Foundation. They really augment our ability to execute that. And I'm not sure. I think by now the Arizona Elk Society might be trucking more water up to those than the department is. Yeah. They have a really sophisticated system and a lot of resources. But we also do things like trail cleanups. You mentioned off-highway vehicle recreation. We have partners with a national entity known as Tread Lightly to clean up the desert and the trails for that. We also have our respected access program where, you know, not everybody goes to a range to shoot, where we'll go out and we'll clean up areas where recreational shooters may have been, you know, left a few things hanging that maybe they could have cleaned up when they were shooting, and we do that as well.
And on that, y'all have resources if you see somebody either poaching or littering or, you know, just being a slob, that you can report them.
Our Operation Game Thief, we have a 24-hour call line at headquarters. It's called Operation Game Thief. So if you see somebody doing the wrong thing, it's all of our wildlife. You know, the department manages the wildlife for the citizens of Arizona. It's their wildlife. So whether you're hunting fish or you don't hunt and fish, you should still care about what's happening. You know, the whole reason we have state wildlife agencies is because back in the day, hundreds of years ago, people were just making very poor decisions and hunting species into extension, not because they needed the game meat or they were looking to survive. They had commercialized it, and you know, entire species of birds were decimated, you know, for the, you know, having their feathers on fashionable hats,
right,
and things like that. So you're absolutely right. It's everybody's responsibility to keep an eye out for the wildlife.
Well, Scott, thanks a million for joining us this morning. And again, for folks wanting to see the events, the family events that they can engage in, the website is
azgfd.gov. And when you get to the website, just click on the wildlife button, and it'll give you a list of upcoming events.
Why don't you turn your computer on and start looking down those events, and stay tuned for us the next 3 hours, because we're going to tell you everything you need to know to get your house in condition so you don't have to be working on your house every single weekend. We're going to give you all the tricks and tips to get the maintenance-free house you deserve so you can get out and enjoy the great outdoors.
And we should have John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree Service. I did see him here about a half hour ago, but he's walking around
to the toys.
I hope we can rein him in.
The outdoor toys. Uh-huh. I don't know that you'll be able to get him back in here.
It's a good thing. Well, it's a good thing he's got a camper on his truck. Otherwise, he'd be loading half the stuff as it is right now. And then 9 o'clock open line hour, anything that you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about, you can dial in at 1-888-767-4348. Then 10 o'clock, we've got a special guest in from Farnsworth Wholesale talking kitchen faucets.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.